Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So, I promptly wrote back, which I rarely do because, as we all know, it's a losing situation. Second footnote. But I felt obligated to clear up this issue since it lives on forever on the internet and I don't like being called a bigot. Anyway, this is what I wrote back in its entirety, and I quote, "Dear Emily, I just read your review and I would like to address a number of things that I find to be either disingenuous or just plain wrong. Sometimes mildly irresponsible and other times so wrong it borders on libel. I won't get into who had what kind of set and argue about quantifying laughs and then quality of said laughs, but I take great issue with your calling me a bigot. You call me a bigot and then fail to represent truthfully what I said and ignore the context in which I said it. Two very important tools in comedy. And keep in mind that the set was taped. I have it all on tape. Every word, every laugh, every pause, every quiet moment, everything. And Emily, if that was, quote, the most blatant display of bigotry you've ever witnessed in person, unquote, then you have lived a charmed life for sure. I think you were being hyperbolic and overdramatic, to say the least. While it's true that I made fun of Mormons and their beliefs, you completely ignored the context in which I did it. The entire premise of the piece was first prefaced, and this lasted over a minute, by saying that, should I ever choose to run for any kind of office, that no matter how many good ideas I might have to improve the quality of everyone's life or implement a universal healthcare plan, etc., that I could never get elected because I'm an atheist. For the simple fact that I don't believe in God, most people wouldn't vote for me. I then brought up that Mitt Romney, a Mormon, had just announced his candidacy. I then explained that a lot of pundits thought that his prior stance in support of gay marriage might turn voters away. Then I said, quote, so, his support of equal rights for all Americans would be the thing that made people suspicious of him, not his belief that, unquote. And here is where I describe the story of Joseph Smith, along with side commentary about the angels, names sounding like they were members of Shauna, and comments about the Freemasons, etc., etc. I appreciate you pointing out that there is a difference between making fun of something and attacking it, and that scientists have discovered a fine line between the two. But when you go on to say that, quote, the greatest cultural and religious satire takes the beliefs held by a group of people and spins it to show the comedy inherent in those beliefs, unquote, you imply that I didn't spin it or show it. And I disagree with you. And my tape of the set and the laughs that I was receiving are evidence that the audience, minus some, of course, disagreed with you as well. I can't, nor should I ever, assume that each audience I ever do that bit in front of is familiar with the South Park episode, the Slade article about Romney being Mormon, which I am not familiar with, but I would imagine any good journalist might find it to be an interesting subject, or even the basic tenets and history of Mormonism itself. And looking over your review, I noticed that I did, in fact, mention everything you cite as being so integral to the South Park episode. To represent on this website that bit the way you do is damaging, if not worse. Emily, you can't simply reduce everything I said, and it's obvious, to most at least, intent to merely a vitriolic, bigoted soapbox lecture wherein I just say, this is what Mormons believe, aren't they fucking idiots? That is either being purposefully dishonest or, at the very least, lazy and irresponsible. In addition, your numerous references to how poorly I was received seem put in there to bolster your position. And this just wasn't the case. Again, the set and entire evening were taped. I have the proof on tape, and you have your clearly biased memory of events, which do not match reality. Having said all that, I do think it's astoundingly stupid and lazy to believe in Mormonism, given it and its founder's history. I do agree with you, though, that Paul F. Tompkins had the strongest set of the night. Love, David Cross. That wasn't very much about me at all, was it? What do you want, a memoir? Well, guess what, fuckers?